This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It is charges dismissed against three officers who were on the scene during the 2022 killing of Christian Glass. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Brittany Murrow, Timothy Collins, and Ryan Benny were among six officers charged with failure to intervene. The officers were responding to Glass's request for assistance after his car was stuck on a rural road near Silver Plume. Former Clear Creek County Sheriff's Deputy Andrew Buen shot and killed the 22-year-old after he refused to get out of his car. Buen was later convicted of criminally negligent homicide and is currently serving a 3-year prison sentence. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers wrapped up their work yesterday. Democrats sent Governor Polis two bills he seems likely to veto. One imposes new rules on ride shares. The other would make it easier for workplaces to unionize. CPR's Benta Berkland reports this session showed cracks between the governor and lawmakers from his own party.
I think there is a little bit more willingness from Democrats to either push back against the governor or to send him bills and say, hey, let him veto it rather than wait until another year or really water it down. Also, Polis didn't get everything he wanted out of the session either. He asked lawmakers to privatize Pinnacle Assurance, the workers' compensation insurance of last resort. That didn't happen. Lawmakers also shot down a couple of his ideas to bring down housing costs.
CPR's Benta Berkland. A bat in Weld County has tested positive for rabies. It's the first animal in the state to test positive for the virus this year. It was found in Mead earlier this week. This is CPR News.